Going to go ahead and call us into order. This is 6 Osage Nation Congress. We're in our third special session. The date is November 6th, 2018. The time is 10:08. We're on day one. First item on the agenda is prayer. Congressman Mason, will you say this morning's prayer, please?
Thank you. Almighty Father God, we come this morning and we say thank you again for the breath of life that you've given each and every one of us. Be with us now and be with our leaders, our chief, our assistant chief, our members of Congress, the decision makers here in this building, Father God, all of the people that are involved in servicing our Osage people, Father. Be with us. We ask for your divine guidance into the decisions to be made this day. Be with us as we look at one another and have open hearts and open hands and to love one another as a people, Father, as you have taught us. Be with us, Almighty Father God, this day as we move through this day and a journey through this day. Be with us with each and every step and each and every breath. Be with us, Father God, in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Congressman. Next item on the agenda is roll call.
Congressman Bickford.
Present.
Congresswoman Edwards. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Out here.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Walker.
Here, we have a quorum.
Assistant Chief Redhorn.
Present.
We do still have a quorum. Congresswoman Edwards did notify myself and the clerk that she had a scheduling conflict and would not be able to make it today. Next item on the agenda is the executive message. Chief Standing Bear.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of the 6th Osage Congress. Thank you for coming together to consider items, some which needed to be addressed today, some which people said while we're meeting, let's consider this, and others who also said they'd like to do the same add-on, we didn't put them on. So we know you're taking time to do this, and it's greatly appreciated. I will be brief. The proclamation is translated into legislation, which is filed on your agenda today. And I will just go quickly through these. Bills and resolutions on first reading. We have the appropriation here to the city of Fairfax. This was put on the proclamation at the request of Congressman Tillman. We have next the act to amend the Osage Nation Restricted Real Property Repurchasing Act. That was put on the proclamation upon my request. We have Jody Rivard here. We'll be able to work with you and your staff to explain the details of this. I can quickly say that when we sent over the to the Attorney General, the resolution, which is actually showing as number F on your agenda, to access funds held by Office of Special Trustee, I sent that over to the Attorney General. What we wanted to do is to access that money, which is the rents from restricted lands, including the Cobell Land Buyback Program the nation has accumulated. The supporting documents filed with you show those to be about over $390,000. We are recommending, I told the Attorney General, that when the appropriation time comes, we would go ahead and access that money for restricted lands purchases. So the AG said, well, glad you mentioned it. There are some technical issues we'd like to clean up in that particular act. So that is on the agenda. The next is an act to authorize and appropriate a donation to the city of Winona for improvements. That is put on there at the request of Congresswoman Edwards and Congressman Maker. The next the next two actually, an act to amend the federal funding in the ONCA 1904 to amend 1842. That's put on there at the request of the controller. She stated to us that this needed to be done now. So, which is the original impetus for the special session. And then the next was an act to amend ONCA 1848. Again, that is from the controller. And she stated to us that needed to be done now. Then finally, we have a resolution to authorize the treasurer to withdraw tribal funds held by Office of Special Trustee. I mentioned that. We worked with Janelle Perry of Office of Special Trustee for the language that that office would like to see from you. And so that's, I will send it over to the Attorney General and ended up with what we have asked Congresswoman Pratt to sponsor for us. So that is the extent of this agenda, and we appreciate your consideration of all these matters. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. Next is the legislative message. Morning, Congress, Assistant Chief, those in attendance, those listening. Not going to repeat what the Chief just said. Thought I'd give a kind of a briefing on how I expect the day to go. There's been some minor changes from the email that I sent out yesterday. I plan to send the police cars and the water tower bills, as I mentioned in the email, to GovOps, which we have a 10:30 meeting scheduled. The change is we're going to go ahead and send the ONCA 1902, the Restricted Real Property Repurchasing Act Amendment, to GovOps so we can discuss that with executive. Also, the resolution ONCR 1901, going to send that to GovOps as well. So we've got basically all afternoon to discuss that in committee, those four pieces of legislation if needed. That's really all I've got. We do have the interim treasurer here with us. I would mention that. Jim Littleton is in the house. You might introduce yourself to him right here. And I guess I would take the opportunity to remind everyone to exercise one of our most fundamental rights as a U.S. citizen, get out and vote. Thank you. Next is bills and resolutions on first reading. Congressman Tillman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, Chief, Assistant Chief, members of Congress, those of you in attendance. Reading in ONCA 19-01, an act to authorize and appropriate $111,323 as emergency relief to the city of Fairfax for the purchase and outfit of three police interceptors and to establish an alternate effective date.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Thank you, Speaker. Good morning, everyone. I am reading in ONCA 1902, an act to amend ONCA 1167 to Osage Nation Restricted Real Property Repurchasing Act and to establish an alternate effective date. May I read the resolution right now as well?
You may.
I'm also reading ONCR 1901, a resolution to authorize the Osage Nation Treasurer to withdraw tribal funds held by the Office of the Special Trustee from accounts PL 1002XXXX Purchase Lands Account and PL 1004XXXX Land Buyback Program Account.
Thank you. Congressman Maker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Congress, Chief, those in attendance today. Reading in ONCA 19-03, an act to authorize and appropriate $75,000 to provide an intergovernmental grant to the city of Winona for facility improvements, water treatment equipment, installation, and maintenance, and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Next, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Mr. Speaker, members of Congress, Chief Assistant Chief, reading in, see where I'm at. ONCA 1904, an act to amend ONCA 1842 to reflect federal funding in the amount of $43,000 and to establish an alternate effective date. This bill is up for amendment because in the amending process in during our regular session, the adjust totals accordingly didn't happen in the revenue line. There's no change to this bill in the amount whatsoever. We're just designating what the revenue source is. And then I'm also reading in ONCA 1905, an act to amend ONCA 1848 to appropriate the amount of $65,811 in federal funds to the Social Services ICW Federal and to establish an alternate effective date. This is an amendment to the large 125-page bill. The table for ICW was left out of the bill. This amendment just operates to put it back in. There's been no change or no more money appropriated. It's just designating it's in the bill. So just wanted to let you know what that was. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to assign ONCA 1901 to Government Operations Committee. Signing ONCA 1902 to the Government Operations Committee. Signing ONCA 1903 to the Government Operations Committee. And assigning ONCR 1901 to the Government Operations Committee. That objection is going to send or advance ONCA 1904 and ONCA 1905 to General Order Day 2 on today's agenda. Okay, seeing none, Chair would entertain recess for the purpose of holding a committee meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. We're in recess.
She stickers excited.